VW Mobile.
JKN4 VWA.
Steve, have you been flying?
That is a very disappointing no, and I am dealing with houses, and, man, the little house that I own came on the market this morning at 7 a.m. They've got showings at 11, 12, 1, 2:30, and 10:30 tomorrow, and I've still got a little bit of work I got to do in there. So, I've been up to my elbows in it, baby. I sure would like to go flying. Oh, my son's coming in either Monday or Tuesday, and I want to get him out there some flying, too. So, I'm going to put him on that cadet.
Well, I hope you get all that stuff done. and have time left to fly. Gene and I just finished hanging an in-fed zip over there at Miss Alice's house, so she's back on HF again. Her HF capabilities were not there, but they are now.
Good. Well, you know, how did you like that wind last night? We had, according to my station, we had gusts of 28.
Well, when I went out this morning and I saw all the leaves that were down after having gotten them all up the day before, yeah, that was pretty disappointing because, I mean, it was like swimming in leaves on the yard.
It had already been down and you had to get them back up again, or is that just fresh off the trees again?
Little of those that I've gotten out of the way came back, but that would be mostly in the backyard. Everything in the front yard was fresh off the trees.
Hopefully that'll get you started towards being done with it.
You know what I'm going to do? I was watching RC Test Flight, the YouTube channel, and he built a lawnmower that was autonomic. It roamed around the yard cutting grass, and it used X-Acto blades to cut the grass. And it was going so slow that it could use an X-Acto blade because it wasn't going very far. And it just kept the tops of the grass clipped off all the time. I'm going to build one of those for leaves, a leaf mulcher. Just it goes around destroying leaves. That's all it does. And it does it 24x7x365.
Got to think about the environment there, Dave. Choke out your grass if you just mulch them up and don't take them away.
Worm food. Turn them into dirt. I got one of those things that you put the leaves in the top and it comes out dirt out the bottom. You know, anyway, that makes for really, really good mulch dirt. So I figure that's going to feed the grass. Leaving them whole leaves, they block the sun from getting to the grass so the grass dies. But turning them into dirt, no problem with that.
What are you thinking about trying to fly?
This new flight controller, I got like three of the peripherals connected to it and working. I'm working on having two GPSs at the same time. It's got this new thing called CAN bus, which is the same communication, for example, your truck and my car use to communicate from component to component inside the vehicles. They're doing that on autonomous vehicles now, and that H743 does that. So I'm trying to figure out that protocol. So instead of making it so I can't fly the Dolphin, the one I flew new the Maiden the other day, I've got two of them programmed in the radio. One for all the autonomous equipment and one for bare bones, like we were flying out there the other day. So I can fly either one. And I'm building all that stuff on the board so that I'm not putting it into the airplane until it's all functional. That way I can go flying at any time.
So have you got it ready?
It can fly. It's not going to be autonomous, and that's really my goal. But it can fly at any time. And I still have that multi-rotor and that other Tiger Stick and Bloody Wonder and that laser. So, yeah, I've got things I can take out and fly.
All right. Well, I've got to do a brake job on my son-in-law's truck tomorrow. That should take but a couple of hours, so once I get done with that, I should be moderately free to go out and play. So, what do you think?
I'm going to bring that Pitts special out to the field again anytime soon, or was that a one-time thing?
He called me a few minutes ago, and I was on the phone talking, so I'm going to have to call him back and see what he's thinking about. I bet you a dollar to a donut he's wanting to go fly today. So I'll call him here in a little bit, or in a few minutes, and see what he says, and who knows, maybe we can get him to bring that pitch down to the foothills tomorrow.
That's what I'm thinking. See what he says and let me know.
I will do it, and I am fixing to take my daughter and my wife into the Japan house in Inland, and I'm going to feed them. And make sure they don't, the natives don't get too bent out of shape, So, anyhow, as soon as I know something, I will text you, okay? 73, staying for BWA. I'm clear after you find me.
Sounds good. Catch you later. Have a good rest of the day. K4 BWA, W4DJW Mobile.
K2 RCL Mobile.
RCL, W4DJW Mobile for a couple of more transmissions. How you doing?
How about yourself?
It's a beautiful day over in Greer. Blue skies everywhere. The only thing I see in the sky is a peregrine falcon diving down. That's some kind of prey. That's it. No clouds or nothing else.
Didn't recognize daylight savings time because it's an hour past lunch, but he's probably on lunch break.
One of those with their wings swept back coming down, and all they've got is their shoulders sticking up above their head. That's pretty cool. I don't know if you ever do any bird watching, but watching a peregrine dive is a pretty cool thing.
So we've got, I don't know if it's two or three or four or whatever red-tailed hawks that hang out in the back section of our pasture. We can see it from the house, and they're all the time swooping in and grabbing stuff out of the field.
So a fellow ham that lives up your way, but he raises falcons. He's a falconeer, one of those... licensed to do that, and I got him to take me with him on a hunting trip one time with one of his red-tailed falcons, and that was I took my camera with me, and that was the best experience. That bird would fly past me. Its wingtip feathers probably 8 inches from my head when he flew by me while I was taking pictures of him, and he'd flying across the field to catch a squirrel. That was the best experience with a bird of prey I ever had in my life. Marty Hawkins, I can't remember his call sign, but he is a ham. He lives up in your neck of the woods.
RCL for ID. Yeah, I know Marty. I know him and his wife and his son. I know he messed with the birds for a while there. I don't know if he's still doing it now, though.
I got a ton of good pictures. I probably got 200 or 300 really, really good pictures of a falcon close up going through the air on the hunt. We spent probably 3 hours out there in the woods that day, just taking pictures, just flying that bird, or hunting him, I think is what they called it, hunting that bird. And he didn't catch any squirrels, but we had a really good time taking pictures of him trying to. It came close, too, and the squirrels, I would not even see the squirrel on the tree at all. And then the bird would just fall out of the tree and go after it. And then all of a sudden you hear the squirrel running like crazy, wrapping itself around the trunk of the tree with its toenails, grabbing off the bark on the tree. It was pretty cool.
That would be a pretty amazing experience, for sure.
Pulled in driveway, so enjoy talking to you, even though it was short. Have a good day. K2RCL, W4DJW.
Good, Dave. I appreciate it. I'll say 73s, and you have yourself a wonderful afternoon, and this will be K2RCL. I'll be monitoring for a few more minutes. KO4HKX. Hey, Russell. What's a happening, Patrick? Way to the house. Been out working in my buddy's garage, worked on a truck for him. Well, everybody's got to be a dirty rock capitalist every once in a while, as Steve would say. But now I'm heading home. I'm going to try to relax a little bit and study for my general test in the morning.
That'll be awesome. You ought to be able to get it. You're a smart individual. Shouldn't be too bad. They say that, and I don't know how true it is, they say 50% of the questions are technician questions on the general test. I've been taking... I got my general back several years ago, so they might have changed it a little bit between then and now. I've been taking the study or practice test on hamstudies.com or .org, and they've been pretty tough. I ain't gonna lie about it. Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, it's a lot of information to retain, and you know, some people say you just learn the questions and the answers and get your license and then learn more from there, but you learn a lot more if you learn it as you go and you seem to retain more of it, so works out pretty good. I know Alexander, KO4ULP, his dad, he's doing a practice test now for his tech, so, and I think he's going to go ahead and do tech in general and try to get him. So we'll have another ham on the air here before too much longer. Good deal. How long have you had your license? I thought you had just gotten them. I recently got my technician back in 2018. I got tech and general at the exact same time. I just went ahead and knocked both tests out. And then here recently, I just went in and done my extra and finished it out. I wish I would have done that, but there again, I was just excited to pass the tech test because I didn't have any help whatsoever passing it. I didn't know a soul with a ham radio license until I got on this repeater. Hey, there's a lot of people on this repeater that are super helpful. You know, I got shout out to Dave, W4DJW. He hooked Alexander up with that J-pole here a couple of days ago, and we got a piece of coax from the wireman, and we got him set up, and he's able to talk all the way to Mount Mitchell from his house now on 25 watts. Oh, yeah, I heard him on there the other day, the guys he was talking to. I've talked to Alexander several times. I'm excited to hear him on the radio. Takes two of us. I mean, he's been studying since back, I guess, back in June. And every time I'd be up there or whatever, he was asking questions and trying to learn more. He's still learning more. And now Chad's hooked him up with a HF rig. I believe it'll do 10 through 160 meters. He can only do 10 right now, but that's his motivation to get his general. And him and his dad were over at the shop the other day, and we were talking about antennas. So I think they're going to try to build one and possibly buy one, too. I'm not sure, just for the experience of building it. But hopefully we'll have him on HF here for too much longer. Exciting. I'm glad to hear it. I've really enjoyed this hobby since I got into it. And I've met a lot of really nice people and helpful people. And I mean, just willing to help any way they can. I mean, that's the thing. And it's not like talking on a CB or something like that. I mean, there's just too many, I'm going to say, non-politically correct people that get on the CBs. And ham radio is a lot more respectful, and it's a good place for kids, I think. I mean, we still occasionally have some jackleg get on here and act a fool, but it's far and few between, and most people just ignore them and they go away. But yeah, I think ham radio is a good thing, especially for the younger generation. And well, when the cell phones quit working, which mine barely does work nowadays, I can't hardly get any service, I at least got my ham radio to use. Cell phone, I don't know what the deal is with it, but it seems like service has gotten a lot worse over the last year. So I'm not sure. I mean, I've got Verizon, and it used to be I'd have service about anywhere up in our area, and now I'm finding dead spots all over the place where I got no service, and then even inside my house now, I got no service inside my house, so pretty much everything I do is off Wi-Fi. But I don't know. I don't know what they've done. I don't know if it's this new 5G or the fact that they're phasing out 3G or what it is. Something's going on. We're losing service. Ned, I'm on Verizon also, and I'm experiencing the same thing. I have to be on the Wi-Fi at the house to do anything. Yeah, well,
hopefully they'll do some upgrades or they'll make some changes or something and get it back up going so they can handle the amount of load that's on it right now. But I have destinated down here at the Lowe's, getting ready to run some network line and stuff down to the shop. So I'm going to run in here and grab materials I need and see if I can get home and get a trench dug and cover it up before it gets dark. Patrick, it was good talking to you. I'm going to say 73s. Holler if you need something, and I'll be K2RCL. Be clear on your final.
This time, and I'm pulling in the driveway myself. 73s to you. Enjoy talking to you. And if you, anything I can do for you, just let me know. K04HKX, and I'm clear.
4HHC Mobile.